It's movie time with Matt Quintero. It's not your normal movie critic. Heck, he's not even an actual movie critic. He's just a dude that takes copious amounts of chicks to movies and then tells us about it.
I do no. That was when I just
we flustered him.
Oh. I'm trying to be good.
So sit back, put on your non-fashionable 3D glasses, and enjoy.
Welcome back into Gregorith and Hooks. You hear the music. It is that time on a Friday. We missed you last week, by the way. You were gone last week.
Yeah, sorry. Had a gigantic pizza catering order. I had
to got to take care of the business. Yeah, I
had
get
to get
that.
It early and do that.
Absolutely. Well, welcome him back in the show, Gregorith and Hooks. Here, movie time with Matt. Movies. What is going on this week? Obviously, because last week, did you get a chance to talk about Joker yet, or did? That would have been a couple weeks ago. Can't remember if we did or not.
Yeah, no, gosh. I need to see that again. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that immensely. But yeah, last week we didn't have anything timed out. Good week to have a pizza emergency. We had a Gemini Man with Will Smith and Will Smith last week.
Oh. Oof.
Glad I got to dodge that bullet. Jeez, it looks awful. Anyways,
that's Gemini Man. Is that the one with he stars himself? There's like two Will Smiths.
Yeah, so it's the guy who directed Life of Pi, and trying to think what else he did. Like the Eric Bana Hulk movie. I'm pretty sure he did. And gotcha. So it's this movie where it's Will Smith as a special agent killing machine, and they cloned him, and so it's a younger version of himself. Get sent to kill him.
Weird.
Like Looper, but the technology is... So they spent a lot of money trying to make the movie as high-tech and innovative as possible, and like the best technology that we've seen yet in a movie of someone's like youngified face. And doesn't save it. Apparently the dialogue is some of the worst in a major... Like, you know, again, I didn't see it,
right.
But just reading up on it and listening to... experts talking about it, people who know more than I do, they were just saying it's the worst dialogue that they've seen in like a major action movie in a long time,
God.
Which is saying a lot because they crank out they crank out a lot of garbage these days.
Yeah, that's true.
So this week we have the movie I'm not going to talk about, the sequel to the Sleeping Beauty prequel. Maleficent 2, Mistress of All Evil with Angelina Jolie. I don't give a darn. Exactly. Excuse my French. No darns given. I couldn't care less. I didn't go see it. But what is important is Zombieland 2 came out last night. Zombieland Double Tap.
Yeah.
And... Gosh, it was so much fun. It's not a big movie. Did you ever see the first Zombieland?
I can't remember if I have. I think I have, but it doesn't. It's not ringing a bell.
You know, it's worth a watch if you can borrow it or rent it. Stream it. It's worth a watch. It's fun. It's small. Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, Abigail Breslin, just navigating a world recently taken over by zombies. Good movie. The sequel takes place 10 years later. They got the whole crew back. And it's just reacclimating you to what life would be like 10 years in, and what if the zombies started evolving, and what if there was, an evolution of how these characters interact, and they bring in new people. It's not a smart movie, and I don't care. It was so much fun. I was laughing out loud the entire time. And they keep the energy the same.
Okay.
So well. They don't try to do anything too big, too crazy. They make a lot of easy jokes, but I didn't mind like a lot of stereotype jokes. I don't know if you saw the trailer, but like someone they ran into on the road is a college student from Berkeley who plays acoustic guitar and smokes weed.
Gotcha.
And Woody Harrelson hates him, and it's so funny, but it's really low hanging fruit jokes. The one thing I have to mention, one of the new characters they run into is like oh my god type girl.
Yeah.
You know, I was hiding from the zombies in a freezer in Pinkberry in the mall, and it turns out they're like cold. I couldn't turn the freezer off. Like that really kind of girl. And like again, just you know, stereotype. Sure. And that character will either be the most annoying character in a movie you've seen in a really long time, or it'll be the funniest character in a movie you've seen in a long time. Every time she opened her mouth, I was laughing my head off because the actress committed so hard to being that dumb. And like I've seen her in other things, so I know what she's capable of. And just having Zoe Dutch. She was in what's the name of that movie? She was in that movie where she brings James Franco home to her dad, Bryan Cranston, and they're butting heads when they meet.
Yes, I
she's
know.
Been in other things, but
I know
anyway,
what you're talking
like
about.
she is a perfectly capable actress playing this super over the top, dumb blonde character, and I was just laughing the entire time. As far as like diverting, you know, turn your brain off, laugh entertainment. And I don't like zombies usually. Like I can't take zombies seriously.
Yeah.
So if someone wants to have me watch a dramatic show or movie with zombies, I just can't take it seriously. They're ridiculous. So in a comedy setting, this is perfect. If you like the first one, they keep the energy incredibly consistent. You got to stay through the credits,
okay?
Because there are some great jokes in there. Zombieland 1 is famous for having one of the best cameos of all time, and they decide that they've got to try and match or
no
up
way.
It. So definitely worth sticking around to see that. So
good to know.
Gosh dang, I am a little mad though. The grant, there are a couple of movies that were supposed to get nationwide release this week, and it didn't hit Lincoln. I'm really sad. Jojo Rabbit. Have you seen the trailer for that at all?
Jojo Rabbit.
Have you seen the trailer for that?
No, I have not.
So, Taika Waititi is the guy who directed Thor 3.
Oh, okay.
And he did What We Do in the Shadows, and he did a small movie called The Hunt for the Wilder People. He made a movie about this little German kid in the Hitler youth. Who has an imaginary friend that is Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
During World War II. Taika Waititi plays Adolf Hitler as the imaginary friend. Scarlett Johansson plays the mom. In the story, the mom ends up hiding a little Jewish girl in her home to save her from, you know, Nazi-occupied Germany or whatever.
Yeah.
And the little kid, as a member of the Hitler Youth, this is a comedy, by the way. This is an incredibly dark comedy. The kid has to decide whether or not he's going to follow the Hitler Youth teachings or back up his mom and befriend this girl. And again, this is a comedy. It didn't hit Lincoln. I want to see it so bad.
Man.
If you haven't had a chance to find the trailer or see the trailer, go on YouTube and look it up.
Watch it.
Okay. I cannot wait to see this movie.
That's
it looks
insane.
So freaking funny.
I can't believe it didn't hit Lincoln.
Right. And then another big, it's not a big movie. There's another movie that was supposed to hit this week and Lincoln didn't get it. And I'm also, you know what? I shouldn't say I haven't checked the Ross because, you know, the Ross gets random small stuff. But it's called The Lighthouse. It's the guy who directed The Witch that came out like 3-4 years ago, that horror movie.
Okay.
Which I loved. And it's Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson. It's black and white. And it's a supernatural thriller where they're in a lighthouse losing their minds. Oh. And you should watch that trailer too. So The Lighthouse, starring Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe.
I will.
Look up that trailer. And then Jojo Rabbit. I need to figure out where these movies are playing because I'm going to start. My schedule's getting a little crazier here going out to the end of the year. So I'm only going to have time to see like one movie after midnight on Thursdays. So I'm like, oh man, if we get all of these, I'm going to do a triple feature.
Just as you were looking, I was looking up the Ross. Jojo Rabbit will be at the Ross from November 8th through November 21st.
Awesome. Cool.
There you go.
I'm gonna see that.
There's your
gonna see
Jojo
that.
Rabbit
like
will be there.
I'm going to see the heck out of that.
I feel like Lincoln's movie scene's big enough they should be getting all the movies.
I don't know. The Grand has, 14 screens, and they've got like 8 of them devoted to Maleficent and 6 of them devoted to Zombieland, and you look and they still have like Hustlers for a showing, and who cares?
Oh,
God. Anyways, gosh darn it. Anyways, well.
Is there anything next week? As we get any previews for next week, I know we got about a minute or so.
Yeah, about 50 seconds.
Fitty.
Give me a second.
Fitty hot.
No, there nothing. Is nothing good. Everybody coming out. Will be, there's nothing coming out good next year, so I guess we're just going to have to...
We'll talk Halloween movies next week, maybe.
Yeah, we something like that. Let's or do that. Just see how the Chiefs injury plays out and if the Chargers can take advantage, which they will not. they will not. I'm going to watch them suffer. God, they're terrible.
Matt, thanks, man. Hey, let's do it. We'll do another set of movie tickets. Caller 10 right now. Caller 10 movie tickets on Greger Than Hook, down at the Grand. After the break, Dr. Dane time.